Hi, home care. How can I help you?
Yes, I need home health care.
Sure. Okay, how can I help you? Sure.
No, I don't know how to go about it.
Sure.
I'm
so 65
years
Medicaid?
Old. I have Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay.
And 65 years old. I want my granddaughter. She's a caregiver. I want her to caregive for me.
Okay. So first, what county do you live in? What's your zip code?
63111. Are you by me?
What?
Are you near me?
So look, we have an office in St. Louis, but we service most of Missouri, so it's not like you don't have to come down to the office ever. So it's just over the phone. So
ever?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
So.
All right. Hi, Tina. Good to see you.
So what county is it? What's
okay. St. Louis, South City.
So
a beautiful smile.
County.
What, ma'am?
You're in St. Louis County, right?
No, I'm in St. Louis City.
St. Louis City. Okay. Okay. Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Just hold on a moment. Okay, let me check your Medicaid status. So can you give me please
okay.
Your date of birth?
August 3rd, 1960.
Okay, how do you spell your first name?
J-O-Y-C-E.
Joyce?
Joyce,
okay.
Uh-huh.
And the last name?
Lee Master. L-E-M-A-S-T-E-R.
Okay. Let me just see if I can get it. Okay. So is your address 4333 Nebraska Avenue, Apartment B, St. Louis, Missouri? Is that correct?
3301.
Yeah, B301, exactly. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, everything sounds okay with your Medicaid. So let me just.
Okay.
Let me just see here.
Hi, lady. Hey, lady.
Okay, what is your social security number?
488-74-0531.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat that. 488-74-0531.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Let me see here. Hold on. me just write in the address. Okay, so do you have any family member or friend that you want they should be your caregiver, or you want
mm-hmm.
we should provide you? Do you want we should provide you with a caregiver, or do you have a friend or family member that you want them to be
my
your caregiver?
Granddaughter.
Your friend.
My granddaughter is
your granddaughter. Okay.
My granddaughter is a caregiver, and I would like for her to do it.
Okay, so what is her name?
Danielle Jones.
That was Daniel?
Danielle.
How do I spell that?
D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E Jones. J-O-N-E-S.
Okay, I got that. Do you have her phone number?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Let me get it off my phone here. Hold on. Let's see. This contacts Danielle. Okay. 636-254-7224.
Okay. That's 636-254-7224.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 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 Okay, is it the first time you tried to get home care services, or you ever tried?
What did you say?
It's the first time you get home care? Or you ever tried?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
first
ma'am.
Time. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, do you want to give me again the caregiver's phone number? Because I got it wrong. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Wait a minute. I gotta go back in my phone. I'm a little slow.
It's okay.
It is 636 254 7224.
Okay. Okay. And the point of contact will be your phone number?
Excuse me?
The point of contact will be your phone number or the caregiver's phone number?
Yeah, my
okay.
phone number.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so the next step will be that we will call in the state, and you have to answer them a few questions, and then it will take like 2 weeks till you get approved. So are you ready to do the state call right now? I'm just going to transfer you.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so basically they're going to ask you with what home care you want to go, and you're going to tell them deluxe home care, Yeah, we're deluxe home care.
What is it called?
Deluxe.
What's it called? Deluxe?
Mm-hmm. Let me text.
Home care.
Yeah, let me text you their information.
Okay, and how much do they pay her an hour?
So about 15, 16 an hour, you know, depending.
How much?
15 or 16. It depends, you know.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just writing you the phone number as well. Okay. Wait, tell me if you got the text message.
What?
Tell me if you got the text message.
Okay, let me look. I'm slow.
It's okay.
Okay, let's see. 501. Two. Wait a minute. That's Deluxe Home Care.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number 314-501-2520.
Yep. Okay, and you're probably
okay.
Going to need to give them your DCN number, which is the Medicaid ID. So I'm gonna text it to you as well. You should have it in front of you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I need that.
Okay.
I'm waiting. I lost my Medicaid card. I got my Medicare card, but I lost my Medicaid card, and I'm waiting for it to come in the mail.
Okay, so yeah, they're going to ask you the number, so I'm just going to text it to you, okay?
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Sure. Okay. Okay, did you get it?
Let's see. I go back. Medicaid number 00495962.
Yep, okay. So I'm going to transfer you right now, okay? It might take a few minutes, so please don't disconnect the call, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Coleman Community Services. This is Cassie. Are you calling regarding yourself or for someone else?
The service.
Excuse me?
Your service.
For yourself or for someone else?
Well, myself, for myself.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. May I have your name?
Yes, Joyce Lemaster, L-E-M-A-S-T-E-R.
All right. And your date of birth?
August 3rd, 1960.
All right. And what is a good phone number for you in case our call would drop? That way I can call you back.
314-636-6502.
All right. And this is your Medicaid ID number you've placed in the system, right?
It's what?
Your Medicaid number.
I do. My Medicaid number?
Is that what you entered into
yes.
the system?
I
is
got
that
it right? Here.
Yes. All right. I'm pulling it up now.
Okay.
All right. I do have your information pulled open now. How can I help you today?
Well, I want to start. I need care.
Okay.
Home health care, and my daughter is a care. My granddaughter. Is a caregiver, and I want her to be my caregiver. She's done it for a long time, and I need to start it as soon as I can.
Okay. So your insurance does qualify you for that referral for an assessment and your services if you're approved. So you would have to have that face-to-face
uh-huh.
assessment where the state assessor will come visit with you in your home and talk with you about what services you're wanting and to see if you meet that nursing home level of care criteria. Is that visit from the assessor going to be okay with
okay.
you?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So let me get your information and get a referral submitted for you today. Could you please verify your address?
Okay, thank you. 4333 Nebraska Avenue, apartment B as in boy, 301, St. Louis, Missouri, 63111.
63111?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So 4333 Nebraska Avenue, apartment B301, St. Louis, Missouri, 63111.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And you received mail at that same address?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And is that St. Louis City or County?
City.
Okay. And the best phone number to reach you, the assessor to call to schedule that appointment, would it be the number you called from today?
Yes, 314-636-6502.
All right. And do you have an alternate phone number you wish to list on your account or just this one?
I would like my daughter's phone number.
Okay.
Which is, I'll look it up. I don't know it by heart. And I should. Okay, let's see. I'm a little slow,
that's all right.
I can get there. Okay, her name is Michelle Weedman. Weedman. Her phone number is 314-701-6310. 614-701-6922.
So 314-701-6922.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And your primary language is English, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And your marital status, are you married, single, widowed, divorced, or separated?
I've been separated for 10 years.
Okay. And do you live alone then or with someone?
So I consider it divorced.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I said, do you live by yourself then or are you living alone?
I live alone.
You live alone. All right. Any special communication
yes.
needs your assessor should know of for you, like any problems with your hearing or vision?
I wear glasses, but I need hearing aids.
Okay. All right. Now, for the safety of our assessors, we ask a few safety questions about your home. Do you own a vicious animal or have weapons in the home?
Oh, no. I have two adorable cats.
Okay. Any pest infestation or contagious infectious disease?
Oh, no.
All right. Anything structurally damaged that would limit access to your home?
Oh, no.
All right. Any history of violent behavior or illegal drug activities?
Oh, no.
All right. And would you consider it a safe location?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And what is...
I'm in a senior apartment.
Oh, okay. What is your primary medical condition or disability where you need that extra help at home?
Look, I have COPD, and I have mental issues. I forget to take my medicine. I'm very forgetful. And my COPD, I... can't go up and down stairs. I can't carry anything from the car to here, to my home, because I get out of breath and I have to use my nebulizer. I'm not too far from being on oxygen. There's probably a lot more than that, but I can't remember right now.
Now, in order for your granddaughter to be your paid care person, she'll go through an agency to kind of complete the paperwork necessary to work for you. Do you know if
sure.
you've selected an agency
sure.
or she's selected an agency for that task yet?
Yes. I just talked to an agency, and the name of it is, let me get back there.
Okay.
Because she connected me with you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Let's see. Yeah. Deluxe Home Care. Phone number 314-501-2520.
Okay. All right. And you're not in the hospital right now. You're at home, correct?
Yes, I'm at home.
All right. And do you have a legal guardian or other legal party that would need to be contacted on for you, or they'll be contacting just you?
They'll be contacting me.
Okay. Now, whenever she's going to work for you, she's going to help you with, like, household cleaning and laundry, running errands, helping with mail, things like that?
Yes, and helping me remember my medicine.
Okay. Now, do you also require some hands-on personal care assistance? Like, do you need help getting in and out of your shower, just as an example?
No,
okay.
Not normally.
Not normally.
Because I am known to be a fall victim because of my hearing, my equilibrium. It makes it go off or something like that. I don't know. But I have fell.
Oh, okay. Now, have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No, ma'am.
All right. I believe I have everything I need now to submit your referral for you today. Once this referral is in, it will be assigned to an assessor for you. And then once your assessor has your case, they have up to 15 business days to contact you and set up that appointment.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions?
Now, would that be a 1-800 number? Would that be a 1-800 number?
I don't think so. It's going to come from...
Did they call me?
No, it's going to be from a number that probably you don't recognize. They use their own phones very often in the field to be able to be available to their people. So they may call you from their own cell phone number.
Okay.
All right.
Because I get a lot of spam,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to miss the call.
Right. Right. All right. Do you have any other questions or anything I can help you with today?
No, you've been great, and I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. I do have one final item for you. It's a recording. It kind of goes over the next steps now that your referral is in. And once that recorded message is ended, you can just hang up our call after that. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you again for calling in today. I hope you have a nice afternoon.
Oh, God bless you.
You as well. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper, if available, to jot down some notes. A Home and Community-Based Services, HCBS, assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet, Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver? You or the provider agency? Who are your medical and health care providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties? Do you have a guardian or durable power of attorney? If so, please have a copy of the paperwork available. How many medications do you take? What provider would you like to use? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide their name, contact information, and what support they will be able to provide. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, and other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HDBS program accordingly. HDBS services are based on your current needs. HDBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HDBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HDBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. You may have anyone of your choosing present during the assessment. Ensuring the safety of our participants and team members is top priority for us. Please secure all pets, weapons, or potential hazards before the assessor enters your home or setting. We look forward to speaking with you soon.